Welcome, everybody, back to the Friar Talk podcast and YouTube channel. Today, we're going to be talking about Ozzie Guillen. He was just interviewed for the Padres manager spot. Now, there's been a few people starting to get getting interviewed, and we're starting to see, like, all right, who are the legit candidates? And Ozzie appears to be one. He's a longtime friend of Manny Machado. He's a former manager of the year, former White Sox, a guy that's been around the sport a lot. He was a shortstop, but I'll let you start, Chase. What do you think about him potentially being the Padres manager?
I'm kind of indifferent right now. I don't know too much about him or like the teams that he managed. I know he won a World Series and a manager. He won Manager of the Year, so he knows how to be a manager. He played the infield. He knows probably, you know, how to fix, you know, some small things with the infield. If we keep Hosmer around, hopefully he can turn the glove around. You know, that's kind of like my main thing. If you're going to hire somebody that's like an infield, that was an infielder, you know, hopefully they can shore up the defense a little bit more. Because we saw with Hosmer at first base, everybody was like, oh, wow, there's a ground ball to Hosmer. Okay. Or there's a fly ball to Hosmer. Oh, he dropped it in foul territory. There's a pick for Hosmer. He missed it. There's a normal hard thrown ball to Hosmer. He, for some reason, wants to go into the back towards the dugout first base and try to catch it from there. I mean, yeah. And then the other thing is he seems to be a no-nonsense guy from the interviews. You know, he came out, I think it was yesterday or a couple of days ago, saying that he hated one of his old managers or he didn't get along with them. I thought that was kind of funny, but kind of shows you that he's a no-nonsense type of guy. And I think we need that in the clubhouse. And kind of just that as a manager, because if Preller tries to oversteps his boundaries and try to micromanage the team, he needs to be like, back off. This is my team. That you hired me to do this. Let me do my job. Let me take care of these guys. This is a winning team. I know how to get this team to where they need to be. Just find me if I like manage, find talent, look for the draft and possible trades to get us over the hump. But I can take this team here. That's what we honestly need out of any manager that is hired. And two, yeah, like I said, the no-nonsense thing. If we had that type of manager, I don't think we have that second half implosion at the end of the year. We don't have Manny and Tatis going at each other. We don't have Tatis looking like he's the only player on the team. We don't see the frustrations of all the players in the second half, more than likely. So, do I think he's the perfect candidate? No, but I think he's a good candidate.
Yeah, I feel the same way. He wouldn't be like my top choice. We were talking about it before we started. He wouldn't be my top choice, but I think he would be up there. Chase brought up that he seems like a no-nonsense guy. You know, from what we heard from Jace Tingler and from a couple other outsiders, I forgot who they were. It seemed like when Preller was on the road, Jace Tingler didn't really know how to handle the clubhouse, and that's why things kind of started to spiral. That's why Eric Hosmer apparently didn't talk to anyone, stuff like that. And that's kind of when we started seeing things unravel. Jim Russell, he was on the show before. He had Skip Schumacher on, and Skip was kind of just saying how, you know, it was just a mix of injuries and stuff, but I don't really think you can use injuries that much as an excuse. I thought you had the depth. I thought, you know, I just think it was just disconnection. Nobody bought in. Nobody was – I don't really know what to call it, but I think with a manager like Ozzie, everyone's still buying in. Everyone's still – all that nonsense crap gets cut out. All that stuff where Hosmer's not talking to anyone, Manny and Tatis arguing in the dugout. I don't think the argument was, like, awful or anything. You know, we've talked about it before. I don't think any of that happens. I would like to hire – he's won a World Series Manager of the Year. If you look at his records, he did have a couple winning seasons. He had one losing season, bounced back to winning season, and then it was just losing seasons after that. But you could kind of mix that with Paul Konerko kind of, you know, aging, that Chicago White Sox team in general aging. They weren't very good after that 2007 or 2008 season. Went to the Marlins. Best player was Giancarlo Stanton, who had like close to 1,000 OPS, but his next highest OPS on that team was like 770. I just looked at it right now, so that's not off the top of my head. I don't know what his pitching staff looked like. Obviously, probably wasn't a very good pitching staff. Let me check it out real quick. Because, like, the only one I could possibly remember is Jose Fernandez, maybe, which I don't think he was there yet. But either way, no very good teams to work with. The team he did have to work with, he won a World Series. Known Manny for a long time. I think he would be good for this diverse culture of the Padres. So, and I'm not saying that it has to be somebody that's from, you know, the minorities. I don't care who it is as long as you win. But I think it would be a good hire.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you guys are talking about, like the fit, it makes a lot of sense. You look at what the Padres' issues were last year, what they lacked. And I think we've seen – one thing we've seen from a lot of Padres fans, too, is saying, like, hey, they should have hired Dave Roberts. And the reason people say this is because, like, look at how he manages the clubhouse. Now, we've talked about Dave Roberts before. There are some questionable moves he makes. So I don't really think we want to see those. But the part of, like, can you be a guy that gets the most out of your players? Are you someone that demands respect? And I think Ozzie is definitely one of those guys. Former player, we've talked about it before. Veteran manager. I know that, Isaac, you said you became a little bit more open to the idea of a rookie manager, but it still felt like as a group, we all felt like a veteran manager makes the most sense just looking at, you know, what's happened with Andy Green and Jace Tingler and kind of like the power with AJ Preller. So you look at, like you talked about when Preller was on the road, where it just felt like there was like kind of like everyone was like all over the place. I think Ozzie's a guy that can really fix that kind of issue. The way that we talk about Bruce Bochy being like the leader in the clubhouse, Ozzie can be that for them as well. I definitely think that's the case. Now, Chase, you brought it up. It's kind of hard to tell, like, to make a true like judgment on him just because we haven't really seen him recently. You know, we haven't seen him out there making decisions, so it is a little bit tough. So I don't know how much I love it. We eventually will do like our favorite choices and stuff. He's going to be in the top five for me. I can guarantee you that just because I think the fit makes so much sense. Knowing Manny for a long time, I don't think that should be a huge factor, but I think it should be. I think it's a factor in terms of like, he's around baseball. He's around these kind of guys. He's been with, you know, he's watched Manny grow up. Like the leaders on the team, and Manny is the clear leader of this baseball team. They need to buy in. And you know, 100% chance that Manny's going to buy in if Ozzie is, and not like Manny wasn't, but they're going to be 100% bought in if he's the manager, and it's not going to look like it did last year. Could other issues arise? Absolutely. But I do like the idea of bringing him in. So with all that said, and anything else you guys have, because I don't have a ton on him yet, you know, like we got to wait and kind of see. And also like with a lot of these guys, you hear that they get rumored and then you hear like, there's so many stories that come out about them where we kind of start getting a better gauge of who they are. That's kind of happened a little bit with Bannister, with, you know, Ron Washington, like more and more's come out. So I'm assuming that will be the same way with Ozzie, but initial thoughts, I do like the idea overall. Not going to be like, oh yeah, this is the clear number one candidate. I don't know if that's the case, but I do like that they're interviewing him. And I think that he should definitely be a legitimate candidate, but anything else you guys want to add?
I heard you, mentioned, you know, coming around to the idea of another rookie manager. The only time I would accept another rookie manager is if they were a former player and if they had some other type of coaching role in an MLB organization, like Will Venable. Like, I would be okay if he was a rookie manager. The guy is smart. He comes from baseball. His dad played baseball. He played baseball, and he's a bench coach right now. He knows what's around the dugout. He was on a team that went to the playoffs multiple times. They have a winning culture there in Boston. So something like that, I would be okay with. But if you bring in a rookie manager that was like Tingler, that was like a player development guy that's never really cracked an MLB roster, has had that experience, then no, don't do it. But that's all I got to say.
I love that you brought up Will Venable. Obviously, you know, I've mentioned that if there is a rookie manager I want, it would be Will Venable. And like you said, that is the only rookie manager that I'm okay with. He's young. He's very highly educated. He was a fan favorite in San Diego. He was a good ball player. He's been around some winning organizations, winning managers with Joe Maddon and Alex Cora. And, you know, if you look up the articles on him, they talk a lot about how he was like the spring training MVP for the Red Sox. So you know, he'd be a really good hire, but Ozzie would also be a good hire. I've seen things about Luis Rojas. Please, dear God, do not bring me Luis Rojas. I beg you, do not bring me Luis Rojas. I'd rather have Jace Tingler. Boldly said, but I'd rather have Jace Tingler.
I don't know if you saw, Isaac, we got a comment, I think it was yesterday, and I responded, but I didn't know. I was like, what are you talking about, like, Luis Rojas from? And he's like he's being named as a candidate. And so then I look him up. I just looked up, and then I looked him up, like, and found out, like, okay, I didn't know him that much. I knew he was the Mets manager. And then I went on Twitter, and I just looked up his name, and oh, my God. Every reaction was the exact same that you had.
Please, dear God. That's what I'm saying, dude. Don't bring me Luis Rojas, so. There's a couple candidates I don't want, but especially him.
Yeah. So I think it's going to do it for today's episode, though. Thank you all for listening. We'll be talking. We'll be finishing our grades. We're going to do the infield, the outfield, and then we're going to get back and kind of get back into our offseason plan. Took a little bit of a break from that, kind of thinking out some stuff. But yeah, Ozzie seems like a guy that could legitimately be the manager next year. And I would think that's a pretty solid upgrade over Jace Tingler from last season. But we'll see how this all plays out. It might take a little bit longer than I think we all expect. I don't know what you guys think. I feel like it might be a little bit later, like into the winter, before a decision's finally made, probably till the end of the World Series at the very least. But hopefully, you know, it's going to be exciting because I think that it seems like for the most part, the candidates are in the right direction. But then every once in a while, there's a guy you're like, why is this guy part and being interviewed? But for the most part, I have liked the guys that they've interviewed. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening, and let us know what you think about Ozzie.